Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Big day for Greeny, his birthday today, and he's not here. I'm in for him. Chris Carlin filling in for Greeny today on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. More NBA free agent updates at the bottom of the hour. Bobby Marks, our ESPN NBA front office insider, is going to join us in just a little bit. But we begin this hour with the NFL, and plenty going on around the league as we speak, so let's hit a couple of different places. Number one, Philadelphia, where the Eagles are still not naming a starting quarterback. Here's their head coach, Nick Sirianni.
There's just no rush there on having to do that, and we just want him to continue to impress and show like he has, and we're just not there yet.
He being Jalen Hurts, and this is not really that much of a surprise. If you look at some of the newer coaches in the league, when they've had a situation with a younger quarterback coming in that maybe wasn't somebody that they picked, as we saw last year with Joe Judge and Daniel Jones in New York, Nick Sirianni not naming Jalen Hurts the starter is trying to send a message, first of all, that he doesn't want anything taken for granted. But secondly, it doesn't really mean a whole lot for him to do it when you have a young quarterback who is taking all of the first team snaps like Jalen Hurts is. He is the Eagles' starting quarterback. Where else are they turning? Now, Nick Sirianni just playing it that way is really not that big of a deal. It is not, to me, a message from the front office that they don't have faith in Jalen Hurts. Now, keep this in mind. Jalen Hurts was selected last year in the second round because Doug Peterson wanted Jalen Hurts. He wanted somebody in to push Carson Wentz. Now that Peterson's gone, does that put him in a little bit more of a tenuous situation with the Eagles? Yes. But Jalen Hurts is not losing his job to anybody who is not named Deshaun Watson. That's the only way this season that's going to happen, unless there is an injury at some point. Then there's Aaron Rodgers. Jay Glazer of Fox last night reported that, in fact, the Packers have agreed in this little compromise that they've come to with Aaron to trade him after the year if Aaron is still unhappy. But it is not in writing. That's interesting. Aaron Rodgers' entire offseason was built around distrust of the Green Bay Packers. But he doesn't have that in writing. He doesn't trust Brian Gutekunst. He says their relationship now is a work in progress. I'm not sure why you would automatically assume that they are going to keep to that word. When you're an MVP, and if you go out and have another MVP season, and the Packers get deep in the playoffs again, but don't quite get home, and the window is still a little bit ajar, why would they trade you then if they feel like they could still find a way to keep you? I think not getting that in writing, and granted, I'm not sure of all the specific rules that are allowed around that, but not having an assurance there that you really feel great about above a handshake deal when you have expressed how much you don't trust them to begin with for about the last 4 months, that seems to me to be a little bit strange, doesn't it? Then there's Jordan Love, who of course is the guy waiting right now to find out what Aaron Rodgers' future is going to be. And Jordan Love was asked this week about him being pleased with Aaron Rodgers being back. And Love says, yes, of course I'm happy about Aaron Rodgers being back. I'm going to continue to learn from him and continue to try to build on my knowledge. The thing about that is with Jordan Love, we all know you can't wait to get your shot. And when you have a former MVP sitting in front of you, you do have to wonder exactly how long it's going to be before he is going to be gone to get your chance. Just as what I'm talking about. If he plays at that level again this season, why do you trade him away? And if you're Jordan Love, why am I still here? Then it starts to become a situation where it's either going to be him or me, and I think Rodgers is going to be the one trying to push the train to get out of town. But if he's still unhappy with the situation, it could get worse than it did this year. And Jordan Love's not going to have any power to say it's going to be him or me. He's going to have to just continue to sit and wait and wait and wait. And that frustration for a younger player is going to continue to build. And then finally, last night, Dak Prescott did not make the trip to the Hall of Fame game, but he did appear at halftime in the NFL on Fox to update everybody on his current health situation.
We're being cautious. We're taking it day by day. Obviously, it's 5 weeks before season opener, so I've got a lot of time, and I'm going to use that time and get myself ready for that game.
Bart made this point yesterday on Bart and Hahn, and it's an excellent one. Bart Scott, that is, and it is simply this. Your shoulder was tired after how many throws, how many practices in training camp? Now, this might be an overcompensation for the injury that Dak suffered last year. Your footwork is different. You're starting to try to compensate with your shoulder for it, and that's why it's a little bit more tired right now. Okay, I understand that. But we are 5 weeks away, and you did go through that injury last year, and you need to be back on the field and being comfortable in the starting role again and being comfortable in as many reps as you can get back. I know he's not a rookie, and he just got a big contract, and you want to be smart. But this is a long rest we're talking about. This is not Dak needs a practice or two off. Until I see him back on the field and throwing the ball as sharply as he did prior to the injury, then I'm still going to worry about where Dak is in his recovery process, and more than anything, how he feels inside about it mentally. Is he going to be able to get past that with the mechanics? See, I think that's what's going on here. Before he can get back out on the field, he has to have his mechanics intact so that he is not going to wear his shoulder out. But does that get away from you in the heat of battle? Maybe so. This is a situation that I honestly believe is going to be worth monitoring throughout the preseason. And we all know how much of a different team the Cowboys are with Dak Prescott than without. And judging by their defense, even with Dan Quinn, they are going to need to win an awful lot of shootouts this year. Chris Carlin in for Greeny today, presented by Progressive Insurance. Cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and more. All at progressive.com. Also in the NFC East, three players just this week alone have retired from the New York Giants. Does the head coach play a role in that? We will discuss in moments. Airlines, restaurants, and more have been ramping up they're hiring. Who do they turn to? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified candidates for your job, and you can easily invite your top choices to apply. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. The Giants and why everybody's retiring all of a sudden. Next on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Greeny, the podcast. Previously on Greeny.
To be a right-handed hitter and to have 3,000 hits and 500 home runs puts you in the elitist of the elite company. Did you even know that Miguel Cabrera is on the verge of joining them? There was a time when that would have led every talk show. He's about to get to 500 home runs. We'd be sitting here and debating his place in the history of the game. Why is this not even a blip?
Your weekly rewind is brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. It's an excellent question, but this is one of the issues that baseball has right now in marketing and sport. Miguel Cabrera has never been one of those big out front superstars of the game, even though he is and has been a superstar during his career. Chris Carlin in for Greeny today on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, and this gives us a chance to give you the Sunday Night Baseball preview, which is brought to you by Samsung Galaxy. You won't be able to go back to mediocre after this. Are you ready for this life? Find out at Samsung.com/reserve. Well, there is going to be a little bit of juice taken out of the Cubs and White Sox, but it is still fascinating to see Craig Kimbrel potentially go and pitch against his former team. Amazing to consider that both Kimbrel and Eloy Jimenez were traded across town in the span of a week, whereas over the previous 15 years, there had been two other trades between the Cubs and White Sox, including Jose Quintana a couple of years earlier. Other thing that's interesting is Kimbrel has not pitched since Sunday, and there really hasn't been an opportunity. 3 days, a day off sandwiched in between, and the White Sox have lost their last couple, and the Cubs don't really resemble the Cubs anymore after the trade deadline a week ago today. Well, shifting to some football for a few moments, Joe Judge has been one of those coaches since he took the job as head coach of the Giants that has attracted attention because he has that old school feel. And you don't see that a whole lot these days with NFL coaches, the guys who really want to get the pads on and drill it into players as much as possible. All coaches want to do that, but they don't outwardly show it. And we saw this week Joe Judge, after a brawl involving his team, one that really turned into a full-fledged brawl that started with a couple of pushes and shoves, made his team run 110s, in other words, from goal line to goal line, all the way down the field and back, and also at the same time doing push-ups in between, and resembled Herb Brooks in the movie Miracle. Get on the line again. Three times this week, the Giants have had a player retire. What? It's true. Zach Fulton, their offensive lineman, who they signed this offseason, probably would have made the team as a reserve interior offensive lineman, called it a career. Joe Looney, who signed as an offensive lineman reserve and spent time with the Cowboys in a 9-year career, lasted just 4 days before he packed it in. And then Todd Davis, a linebacker, also retired after spending some time with the Giants in camp. Some of the veterans get a little bit tired of that. Granted, these are not your household names. And Sterling Shepard said yesterday, well, the veterans here don't have any problem with it, and if you do, you don't have to be here. Well, those three guys aren't here anymore. Chris Canty on DiPietro Canty and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN in New York City weighed in on Joe Judge's culture with the team.
Giants signed Joe Looney and Todd Davis over the weekend, and within a matter of days, those guys decided that they were going to retire. I mean, Joe Judge is not for everybody. We learned that with Golden Tate and Mark Colombo last year, but I'm interested to see, you know, what happens from here on. Like, if the team goes out there and they start winning games, they start out a house of fire, then, you know, it's going to be what it is. Everybody's going to continue to buy in.
Right.
It's only going to affirm Joe Judge's position within the organization. But if they get out the gates and they stumble, like if they lose at home to Denver, if they lose on the road to the Washington football team on a short week, if they lose to Atlanta a week and a half later, like if they start out like 0-3, then all of a sudden you're looking at it and saying, okay, what's happening here?
And that would be a disastrous stumble for the Giants to start the year, because simply they have to win this season. They have to win this season. They are constructed to win this season. And John Mara makes no bones about his desire to win. He is never going to put anybody on the clock or anything like that anymore. Dave Gettleman has survived the last few years after just a rough couple of years where the team wasn't doing anything at all. And last year they improved a bit, but this has to be the year. They've gotten weapons for Daniel Jones. If you don't start this season at least 2-1, if not 3-0, against the Broncos, at Washington, and against the Falcons, that is a major, major problem for the Giants. Because there are stretches, as there are with everybody's schedule, where it is absolutely brutal. But the Giants' schedule does set up overall for them to have real success this season. Make no mistake, Joe Judge has to have real success this season. Not saying definitively his job is on the line, but as Chris Canty just pointed out, those whispers start to turn into loud roars when you have players not living up to their potential. You can push the buttons if you're going to get the response. If you don't get the response, and by the middle of the season's over, that's when guys start tuning you out, and the Giants have too much talent for that to be the case. All right, my friends, in just moments, what is going on with Kawhi Leonard? Why has he not re-signed with the Clippers as of yet? We will get an answer to that with Bobby Marks, our ESPN NBA insider, in just moments. DoorDash here with the summer of Dash Pass. Right now, Dash Pass members are taking $10 off groceries, alcohol, pet food, and more. You need a nightcap? $10 off. Got a cough? Get relief delivered for less. Want to surprise your crush? Send a gift and save. Try Dash Pass for free. Get special savings, exclusive menu items, and $0 delivery fees year-round. Get more from your neighborhood now with Dash Pass in the DoorDash app. And stay cool out there. Terms and conditions apply. Is Kawhi staying in L.A.? We get the answer next. Chris Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Greeny, the podcast.
Great mystery going on right now. At least, maybe not great, but a bit of a mystery in the NBA. Chris Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline, and we are coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. Let us turn to some NBA with free agency underway beginning this past Monday. Bobby Marks, our ESPN NBA front office insider, joining us via the Goodyear Hotline, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. Bobby, it's Chris Carlin in for Greeny, and appreciate a few minutes. It's just going to start here. Why is Kawhi Leonard still a free agent and he hasn't signed yet? Is that really silly of me to ask that question?
No. I mean, well, I think it's different than 2 years ago when he basically held the whole league hostage. Right. I mean, there's no teams waiting for him with cap space. Unless he wants to go to Oklahoma City. I mean, I don't know why the delay here. I think the likelihood is that you're going to probably see him return on a 2-year contract. And Chris, a year from now, we're going to be talking again, and you're going to be asking me, why is Kawhi Leonard not signed when he's a free agent again? I think that's what's going to happen. I don't know the semantics as far as we're August, what are we, August 6th? Mm-hmm. Free agency started on the 2nd, and he has still not put pen to paper here. So, but he goes on his own beaten drum, and as we all know that, but I think the likelihood is that he's back on a 1+1 contract.
Bobby, the Knicks have had a very active week. Yesterday, they gave Julius Randle his contract extension, 4 years for $117. What do you make of all the Knicks' moves this weekend? A decision not only for Randle to pass up a potential another $80 million if he had a big season, but also the Knicks to extend him now.
Yeah, I thought it was smart from Randle, just because I think we've seen we've learned a lesson, I guess, certainly with what's going on with Dennis Schroeder right now. The 4 for 84 is not on the table that he potentially could have signed as an extension. Randle, I believe, led the league last year in minutes. What's the wear and tear going to be on his body? Can he still perform at that high level on back-to-back years? And when you put, $117 million in guaranteed money in front of you, it's hard to turn down, Chris. I mean, I know he could have rolled the dice and maybe there was $200 million there from the Knicks, but I thought it was a smart move from both, both in the team and certainly from Randle. And he's on a $23, $24 million contract right now. And then I liked the Kemba. I thought there was no risk involved there at all. I mean, when you get him basically on a mid-level contract, which is between $9 and $10 million. And if he can, the big if will be staying healthy. So I'm fine with everything the Knicks were able to do. I said it yesterday that when you look at their cap sheet, they've got seven guys earning between $9 and $23 million. Like, that's the sweet spot if you're going to make a deal down the road. You're not top heavy with, three guys earning 30 and, four earning two. Like, you've got the contracts there if you need to make a trade down the road or if you just kind of stay put.
Bobby, with that in mind, the Knicks extending him and giving him a team-friendly deal, how do they view him? Do they think Julius Randle's a number three or more of a 1-2 type player?
I think they're still in need of a number one. I don't view him as that. I think he's probably a 2A. So I think that's kind of, and I think that's kind of what the contract represents. It's not 5 for $200. It's not 4 for $150. I think there's still, he's an all-star, but I think there's a difference between, an all-star and a franchise level player. I don't see that in him, and that's fine. I think they realize that there's probably still help that's needed for them to kind of take that next step.
Bobby Marks, ESPN NBA front office insider, joining us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Chris Carlin in for Greeny today. To the Bulls, Bobby, they had a very active week. But the jury seems to be out among analysts, insiders, and such as to how this is all going to fit together. How do you see it?
Yeah, they're not in the tier ones with the Brooklyn and Milwaukee, Philly, probably Miami. We could probably put them in the mix now. I think they're probably in that next group with New York and with Atlanta. We'll see what happens with what Toronto can do here, Indiana can in there. So, hey, they're better than they were when they left, when the season ended. When you add DeRozan, you add Lonzo Ball, that's two upgrades certainly at from your starting lineup here. I think there's work to do as far as from your bench. I mean, that's the big thing as far as you've got nine guys under contract. You've got Alex Caruso coming off your bench. Kobe White's hurt. So there's still a lot of holes to fill. So, but they, you know, it's funny, Chris, it's like they went all in for a team that's been to the lottery, I think 4 or 5 years in a row, and they've depleted, you know, their draft assets to do it with the Orlando trade and now with the San Antonio trade. And, but I still think they're probably in that, I guess, that 5 to 6 range.
Bobby, strictly from a basketball standpoint, you've got three guys in DeRozan, LaVine, and Ball who all need the ball to make different things happen. Is this going to be a good fit?
Yeah, I mean, especially with DeMar, who's, you know, certainly more of a mid-range guy. I think the jury's still out. I think the question is going to be, we've talked all about how does Zach LaVine handle this, right? Like, we've talked about that there was the potential there for his contract to be renegotiated. He's earning $19.5 million. He's been open. He told Brian Windhorst basically he wasn't happy about it and that he was looking for his number to be bumped up. They don't have that cap space right now to do it. So he's basically going to play out the year on an expiring contract. And is he happy? Is he happy with that, even if this team upgrades? So I think that's one thing to look at it here. It's going to be – you're right. You hit it on the head. You know, all three guys kind of need the ball. The goal is going to be less standing around, right? I mean, it's going to be up to Billy Donovan to try to figure that out.
Bobby, with the Lakers LeBron not thrilled that everybody's making fun of the fact that they're old and getting older by the day, seemingly. Just the fact that they are where they are, all of these guys in their career, is there going to be enough in the tank to get home like LeBron's counting on?
I think so. I mean, they still have, you know, 2 to 3 roster spots left. They've got, I mean, they're deep. I mean, there's depth there. I mean, as far as when you've got guys like Malik Monk and Kendrick Nunn and Wayne Ellington, that group, they're, you know, certainly Dwight. I think there is some regular season depth, and then as you know, when we get to the playoffs, it's going to be, you know, 8 or 9 guys. At the end of the day, Chris, I mean, it's going to be about LeBron, AD, and Westbrook staying healthy. I mean, those three stay healthy, they are going to be a tough out. But I like what they did the last 2 days. You know, the Kendrick Nunn signing, the Malik Monk signing. I was a fan of both of those. So I think they did the best they could based on, you know, when you have 130 committed already to, you know, 5 or 6 guys, you're limited as far as what you can do.
Bobby Marks with us, ESPN NBA front office insider on the Goodyear Hotline here on Greeny. Bobby, last one on basketball. Just what has your attention here? What shoe are you waiting to drop right now in the coming days that you think is going to have more of an effect on on several teams? Is there one?
Well, I'm interested what Damian Lillard's reaction will be when the Olympics are over, and as far as what Portland was able to do with their roster, and if that's good enough. When you look at bringing back Norm Powell, Tony Snell, Cody Zeller, that group there, is he satisfied as far as what is there? I mean, he's been outspoken as far as change is needed here. And basically, they stay pat because there's no deals out there to be made. So I think that's my big what my big watch will be as far as from a certainly from a storyline, from a transaction standpoint.
All right, Bobby, I know you're a huge Mets fan. This team is in a tailspin right now. Are you panicking this weekend in Philadelphia?
Oh my goodness, God! Can we get some runs on the board there? Like, I was on a flight coming home yesterday from Bristol. And I didn't even realize the Mets were playing. I just, the ticker went by and it's like 4-2. It feels like we can only score 2 to 3 runs here. And I am fully concerned here, especially going into Philadelphia against a red hot Phillies team here. And it feels like, it feels like it's 2007 all over again here. I mean, it really does. So, yeah, it's funny because I always buy the baseball package mid-year. And whenever I do, it feels like the Mets go like 20-40 for the rest of the 60 games here. So I am fully concerned about my Mets here. I don't know if they did enough at the deadline. I don't think Baez is enough. And certainly for a team that can't hit, I don't know if this pitching can kind of hold through.
Bobby, go with God, my friend. Travel safe. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris.
Bobby Marks, ESPN NBA front office insider, joining us via the Goodyear Hotline. Country versus country. You versus the home printer. No matter the competition, you need natural fuel. Almonds are exactly that fuel for the best you. Almonds are natural, energy-packed, stay-on-task, feel-good fuel to power you through. California almonds, own your everyday, every day. Chris Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, and it is a big, big baseball weekend with the Mets in Philly, with San Francisco and Milwaukee this weekend, two really good teams in the National League, with Boston and Toronto, the Blue Jays red hot right now, the Red Sox sitting just two out, but they haven't played well of late, and are they starting to see the beginning of the end? And then tonight, that Mets and Phillies series opens up in Philadelphia with Marcus Stroman on the mound. That game is on ESPN tonight at 7 p.m., The Phillies, as Bobby mentioned, have won five straight. And then the Yankees and the Seattle Mariners, that series started last night in the Bronx, and the Yankees come up with a victory, and they are playing exceptionally well, especially since the trade deadline when they picked up Anthony Rizzo and Joey Gallo. Gallo had his first home run as a Yankee last night, three-run shot. That was a big time in the eighth inning to give them a 5-3 win. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What are you looking most forward to this weekend with these baseball series on the Mets and Phillies? Can the Mets hold on? I say no, they're not going to hold on in this division. David in Philly will start us off on the phones today on Greeny on ESPN Radio. David, what's up, bud?
Hi, Chris. I love you. I love your show. I'm feeling really confident about this series for the Phillies. You know, they're only half a game out against the Mets, and they're playing really hot baseball. Their offense is on fire, about averaging 7 runs per game over the past week and a half. So, I mean, this is obviously a huge series, and if they keep on playing the way they are, and the Mets keep on losing like the way they are, I wouldn't be surprised if the Phillies take this division very handily. Thanks for taking my call.
I don't know about very handily. I think you have two teams in the Phillies and the Braves who are not done yet, and the Phillies bullpen has not exactly been lights out this year. Even yesterday, 4 runs in the ninth inning that the Phillies score in the top half to take a 7-5 lead, and they still don't make it easy. Yeah, it's funny. The Phillies went out and traded for Kyle Gibson and Ian Kennedy, who has become a pretty good closer in Texas, and their bullpen had been a complete mess. Yet yesterday, you get a 7-5 lead and no Ian Kennedy in the bottom of the ninth inning to help seal a win that the Phillies needed to keep that streak going into Philadelphia this weekend. Just absolutely bizarre from Joe Girardi. And Kennedy has not pitched in a save situation as of yet. I don't get that. I don't get that at all. Don't forget, this weekend we've got Sunday Night Baseball. It's a crosstown rivalry as the Cubs host the White Sox, presented by Samsung Galaxy. Coverage of Sunday Night Baseball begins at 6 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, and 7 p.m. on ABC this weekend. Sunday Night Baseball on ABC this weekend. Keep that in mind. Chris Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. And there's also a very special event transpiring today. And that is, of course, the Ocho coming to ESPN2 and so many other possible sports that you don't necessarily get a chance to see a whole lot of. I have to tell you, I saw some foosball this morning. I was very into that. You've got Pogo Palooza coming up at noon. You've got the Crossnet Sand Series later, Riverstone Skipping Tournament later on, air hockey, rototiller races. That is where it's at. I want to be calling, like, my dream growing up was to be the next Marv Albert. And when you get a chance to call lawnmower or rototiller races, I'm on board. I would love to be calling those kind of sports. And I use sports, I guess somewhat with air quotes, because you've got corgi races later today. You've got the Bagger Bowl coming up at 4:30 p.m., the cow chip throwing contest, and my favorite, the Mullet Championships, the 2020 United States Mullet Championships at 5:30 p.m. Nuno Teixeira, we bring you in as producer of the show. What are you locked in on with the Ocho this afternoon that will have your attention?
Well, it's funny because I looked up and I saw people playing Tetris on TV right now. And I'm like, oh, yes. And then it triggered it. I'm like, why am I watching people play Tetris? I will be all about the air hockey because, you know, I think that may be something that I could possibly play. Not very well, but like air hockey is my go-to right now.
See, air hockey for me, I have like a bit of an immediate negative reaction toward it because of a Christmas Eve that I spent assembling an air hockey table for my niece and nephew. That was an endless night of horror that really didn't need to be that way. And so air hockey, like I'm more of the old, the U.S. versus Russia in the bubble hockey where the puck pops out of the middle. That I would watch this afternoon. That I would watch. But the air hockey, not so much. I think the rototiller races, does that have your attention at all? Nuno, I don't know. I think I'm in on it. I think I'm in. I always wanted to have a ride-on lawnmower when I was younger. Never could get one. My father was like, I said, why can't we get a new lawnmower? He says, I have one. It's you. So, I mean, honestly, if you could get one, to me, like, I would absolutely be into that. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, listen, as someone who had to cut lawn with that old, remember the old little pusher one?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like, yeah, I feel like that would be cool. Like, a nice John Deere or, like, you know, just imagine the type of sponsorships you can get. Like, I don't know, John Deere or whatever other tractor companies. Just being like, hey, I'm the greatest lawnmower driver there is.
And here's the one I didn't even see before, the U.S. Air Guitar Championships tonight at 6 p.m. How do you judge that? And who is judging that? Dave Mustaine? Who's doing that?
Well, is it unfair advantage if you have, like, long hair? Because I think you need the aesthetic needs to be there, right? Like, long hair. You know what I think would be great for this? For guys in our New York area, like Don LaGreca. He has that look that he would be a air guitar champion.
No question. No question about that. And he is a heavy metal guy. There's no doubt. Maybe John Clayton should bring back for that one. When he had the commercial years ago, that was tremendous, absolutely
all
tremendous.
Right, I asked you this in before we got the show started. You know, we've heard guys like Bart Scott, who you know does shows, a couple shows on this network here and there, say that he could probably compete in the Olympics and win some sort of medal.
Right.
You, Olympics or the Ocho? Which one do you think you have a chance to actually place in?
Well, I'm not going to win the mullet championships. I can't grow that out anymore. And if I did, it would look bad. Air guitar, I don't know. I think I could train world champion corgis to race. I think I could absolutely do that. And I also think in the actual Olympics, in the Winter Olympics, you put me on a luge, and that sucker's going to go 200 miles an hour down that track.
But it has to be a straight luge, right? It can't be like the curvy ones, right? Like,
listen, I'll throw caution to the wind and be the go on the curvy luge. Either way, I mean, do you have to stay on the sled to win? Because either way, I'm still going to be going down there like Chevy Chase in Christmas Vacation. And like there's a fire underneath the sled.
I'm looking through, like, what are you, like, are you all in on death diving? Tonight at 11 o'clock.
See, to me, those people are showing off. I don't need that. I don't need you to show me how good you are at death diving because that requires some actual skill. There's a pinball invitational at 2:30 this afternoon. What are the ACL World Championships tonight at 9?
I don't know. Maybe someone who's blown an ACL like gets to compete.
Surgery? Do we get to watch surgery? Is that what it is? There's the World Chase Tag game. I don't know. The air guitar would definitely have my attention.
With some of these shows, do you have to be in the house before the streetlights come on?
That's an excellent point. Yeah, I think that's fair to ask. With Chase, exactly. Where's the kick the can championships? Is that going to be on? I don't know. Luge. That's where I'm at. I'm telling you, you put me in one of those body suits on a one-person sled, that's going to be aerodynamic, and that's going to really put the test of gravity full on to the edge. Chris Carlin, in for Greeny today on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN and also available wherever you get your podcast.